Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, is the leading cause of death for babies between 1 month and 12 months old. But why some infants who seem totally healthy suddenly die in their sleep has mystified researchers for years. Now, a new study out of Children's Hospital in Boston finds a possible reason. WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer explains.
Sudden infant death syndrome seems like a bolt out of nowhere. A happy, active baby falls asleep and just doesn't wake up. But Dr. Hannah Kinney at Children's Hospital studied the brain stems of babies who had died of SIDS and found something striking. They had abnormally low levels of serotonin. That's a hormone that helps us sleep by regulating breathing and heart rate and blood pressure. Kinney says low serotonin levels aren't a problem when a baby is awake.
But when the baby goes to sleep, we feel there's something that unmasks the serotonin defect with sleep itself.
Babies with too little serotonin can have trouble when they sleep. They're at risk, for example, of rebreathing their own carbon dioxide if they're sleeping in a face-down position. When a normal baby starts to inhale its carbon dioxide,
the baby raises its head, it stirs, it wakes up, and its airway is protected. But if there's a defect in the system, then the baby can't arouse and goes on to die.
Kinney says that's why putting babies to sleep face up is safer than letting them sleep on their bellies. Low serotonin levels can also be deadly if a baby is bundled too tightly in a blanket. A normal baby can cool off by sweating, but a baby without enough serotonin can overheat and die. Kinney now wants to find out why some babies have low serotonin levels. She also wants a way to test if living infants don't have enough serotonin and a way to treat that problem. Finally, she wants a test that could be done during autopsies of babies who die while sleeping to learn if their deaths were due to a serotonin deficiency.
But all those things are decades away from where we are now.
That's the bad news. Still, there are some things that can be done now to reduce the risk of SIDS. Marion Willinger oversees SIDS research at the National Institutes of Health, and she says parents can take preventive measures.
The primary one being placing the baby to sleep on the back. Also to avoid soft bedding, to avoid bed sharing. You bring the baby into bed to cuddle or to breastfeed, but then when you're ready to go to sleep, you should place your baby in a proximate but safe sleeping environment.
Some doctors also recommend using pacifiers because they may keep a baby's airway open. And pregnant women should avoid drinking or smoking. That's because some studies show that alcohol and nicotine can lower a developing baby's serotonin levels. Willinger says she hopes this new research will help soften some of the pain that comes with losing a baby to sudden infant death syndrome.
If you talk to parents, they're always second-guessing themselves. Well, the baby cried. Maybe I should have picked up the baby. All kinds of things, because not knowing what actually the baby died from is very difficult for them.
But this study, she says, shows that SIDS could be due to a hidden medical disorder. And one day, doctors may find a way to make that problem obsolete. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
The study appears in the current issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, and you can read it on our website, wbur.org.